Welcome back. In our last chapter, we talked about covers and we talked about titles and we talked about credibility. And these are all really important steps to make your book sell. But a great book that's never published is just a draft. So how do you get it out there without losing your mind and your wallet? And that's what I want to talk about in this episode, which will become a chapter, is how to publish. So I want to go over the different paths, the technology, and the non-negotiable tools you will need for launch. So let's start talking about what are the three different ways that you can publish. You can self-publish, you can work with a hybrid publisher, or a traditional publisher. So the advantage of self-publishing is that you control and retain 100% of the rights and the royalties of your book. And so the financial investment up front is higher because the author will have to pay for the manuscript, any editing that they'll want, if they're going to outsource that to an editor or a proofreader. And then they need to format the manuscript. So using Pot2Book AI, you get that manuscript, and you get the manuscript from your audios, from content you already have, or from content that you can record. So you're already skipping the ghostwriter or the countless hours that you need to find your notes and to find those transcripts and then copy-paste them and then put them together and so forth. But when you get that manuscript, you still have to format it. And then you still need a cover, which involves a graphic designer. Now, you are able to find people on sites like Upwork or Fiverr that can design the cover for you. You can also use tools like Canva or perhaps some AI-generated Adobe has Firefly, and the other AI-powered one that I've seen people use it'll come back to me. Now, an advantage here is also speed to market because it's in your control. And so that'll depend how long does it take you to proofread or, you know, to send it out to someone who'll do that work for you. And you're able to control the resources and the time. If you don't want to do it yourself and you want to send your manuscript to a hybrid publisher, a hybrid publisher, or is like the middle ground between self-publishing and traditional publishing. And a reputable hybrid publisher, they have an editorial selection process, right? They need credibility, but the author pays a fee for the professional production services. So in exchange, the author retains their rights and receives a much higher royalty rate than a traditional deal. When you use Pot2Book AI, we are able to offer you a professional service to take your manuscript and help you self-publish it, like a white service, or we can do it with you, but we can also recommend you to other publishers. Traditional publishing works differently. You submit your manuscript, and they decide if they want to publish it. So they are the ones that are going to assume these initial costs, and they'll give you an advance payment. What this does is it leverages the publisher's industry credibility and their distribution networks. But you have to be selected. It's not guaranteed. It's not like the hybrid publishing where you can pay them to format and publish your book. And so when you're sending your manuscript to traditional publishing, you're going to have gatekeepers, you have agents, and you have editors. And you also give up significant control and most of your profits in exchange for their expertise and their ability to scale. So what's the key takeaway? If you're looking for the fastest way to get your book out there and retain all of your rights, self-publishing is the default choice for the modern entrepreneur. And with tools like Pot2Book AI, where you've already got that content, you're already repurposing your voice, this is a great option. So, how does this work? Well, the secret sauce for self-publishing today is called print on demand. And this removes all of the upfront cost. You don't have to buy a minimum order of books. You don't have to buy 1,000, nor 100, nor $2,000, or 2,000 books up front. And what it does is it also removes that risk of buying all of these books and then storing them, you know, in a warehouse full of books. So how does it work? How does print on demand work? You upload. Once your manuscript is edited, you resize it. A very popular size is 6x9 in paperback. And so you resize it in Word or whatever editing software you're using so that all of the letters fit in a 6x9, not in an 8x11, which may be the default size when you're using a document editor like Word. And so once you have it sized down, you're going to export it as a PDF. And you're going to take that PDF and you're going to upload your final version to a platform like Amazon KDP or InGramSpark. And when a customer buys a copy, then the platform, whether it be Amazon or InGramSpark, prints that single copy, binds it, and then ships it directly to the customer. So the benefit is that you have zero inventory risk. You're only paying the printing cost when a book is sold. And the two biggest players in this space are Amazon KDP, which is essential for reaching the vast Amazon ecosystem. You know, they have Kindle and they have paperback. And InGramSpark is essential if you're looking for a broader retail distribution network. This is the way to go if you're looking to get your book into independent bookstores like Barnes & Noble's libraries, Target, Walmart, and to be taken seriously by trade buyers, you need to be with Ingram Spark. They will sell your book wholesale as well. So the third part is, well, what technical essentials, what do I actually need? So these are the non-negotiables, and you can't launch your book without them. You need that clean final manuscript, and that means a professional manuscript. Need to make sure that you have proofread it and that you have formatted it to the proper size. Then you need a professional cover, and it needs to be in high resolution, print ready files. So your cover in PDF has to meet the exact size and the spine width requirements of the platform. So the spine is calculated once you know how many pages and the size of the book. And they provide a template, and you need to make sure that your image fits within the size of the template. So for ebook, you need just the front cover. But when you're looking to do soft cover, you need a different image that shows the front cover, the back cover, and the spine, which is the middle part where the front and cover and back cover meet. It's where the binding's at. So it's a bit more complicated than just the ebook, but those are primarily the two files that you'll need to work with. If you're looking to do a hardcover book, then you have the option of also doing a sleeve, and that would be a different artwork. But for the majority of our clients are looking to publish softcover and ebook. And then when you flip a book on its back, you always see what's called the ISBN. And it's like a barcode. And that's like a unique serial number that identifies each book. And so do you need one? Yes. For every format you sell, paperback, hardcover, ebook, they each need a different serial, or a different ISBN. So when you create your account and you sign up with Amazon or with Ingram Spark, they give you the option to buy your own ISBN. Amazon also gives you a free ISBN if you don't want to purchase one. But if you use a free ISBN from Amazon, Amazon is listed as the publisher. If you buy your own, which you can buy from Bowker in the United States, you or your business imprint are the publisher. And this is really important if you ever want to sell books in bulk directly to companies, bookstores, etc. And then you need a strong author platform. So a mailing list and a website are essential. Your launch success depends on your ability to reach people directly, not just waiting for a platform to promote you. And by focusing on these steps, you've removed the major mind-losing obstacles that writers often face when they're trying to publish a book. So now that you've built a credible product, you're ready to put it into the hands of your readers. In the next chapter, we're going to discuss reviews and how to reach readers. So stay tuned.